The Power Packs Geek Stick. Thanks to the Telstra Store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge. With Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe.
I have some suspicions that yesterday was a big one for Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy. Good morning.
You could be right there, Damon. I think we better get into this really quickly. So, yesterday was huge.
We'll focus on the tech. Don't worry. Okay. Yeah. Facebook Messenger, it's something that we all use every day. Well, when I say all, a large majority of us use every single day to get in touch with friends. But there's some functionality that we may not realise it has.
Exactly right. So I'm going to give you three things that you can do. First of all, you can use Facebook Messenger on your computer. People say, well, yeah, I open up Facebook, but you can actually go to messenger.com, sign in with your Facebook account, and you've got none of the Facebook distractions on there at all. So a lot of times people will send you files. That is the easiest way for you to download files that people send you to your computer as well. So that's number one. I use that all the time.
It's a much cleaner experience.
Oh, it's a lovely clean experience on there as well. You can have secret conversations on there as well, which the government hate. So the conversations are encrypted, which means that nobody outside of you and that person can actually see, not the government, Facebook itself, what you're actually saying to each other. So what you do is you start a conversation and then you tap secret in the top right-hand corner, select the friend you want to message, and then you can also make your messages disappear after a certain period of time because there's a little clock icon in there as well. Parents, you should be aware kids use this as well. That's you can cool. also send an audio recording as well, so you might want to go along, not ring them, but leave an audio recording on there as well. Share a song you're listening to, fun birthday greeting. So to start a recording, open the conversation, press and hold the microphone button to the left of the text box, and that's all you really need to do. And you just drag up to cancel the recording and you let go of the icon to send it. Three really easy things to go along and do. I will put a post up on the website probably by Friday about all the different things you can do.
I know this sounds a little bit ridiculous, but I'm not one to phone a lot of friends a lot of the time. I also don't text a lot.
You never call me, Damon.
But what I do is send voice recordings. It's kind of like this odd middle ground. I send a lot of Facebook Messenger audio recordings. I don't know. It's just an easier way to play. All right.
It is.
Let's talk about Internet Explorer. Now, you've warned us that it was going, but things are about to change next month. What can we expect?
Microsoft are really tired of you using it because people are still using it. Get off the thing, please. It is insecure. It doesn't display the web how it should be displayed. But what happens is going to happen from about next month is you will go along to a website and it will instantly shut down in Internet Explorer. It will open that website up in Edge.
Okay.
So there is about 1,156 websites that Facebook will not open in Internet Explorer anymore. Google will not open in there as well. There are so many incompatible sites on there as well. So just get used to this now.
Beautiful.
And stop using it. Edge, Chrome, Edge, not Internet Explorer.
You have been told and told off. Don't make Richard say it again. Hey, Richard, Apple's got a new subscription service. It seems like they've got plenty with Apple TV and Apple Arcade, but there's this new Apple One subscription. What is it?
Suppose we could bundle them all together and save money. Sounds like a great idea to me. So it launched on Friday. Very quiet launch. We didn't hear much about this at all. So there's a couple of short items in the tech news about it. So there's three plans you can sign up for. An individual where you get Apple Music, TV Plus, Apple Arcade, which is a game subscription platform. So free games. 50 gigabyte cloud storage will cost you $19.95 per month.
That's not too bad.
That's not too bad, and you will save money. If you go along and do the sums, and I've done the sums, I'm going to put up a little table on my side as well about this. The family one, where you get Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, the games one, 200 gig of iCloud storage, $25.95 per month, and that can be shared amongst six family members as well.
Right.
So if you think about it, if you've got three, four kids and a couple of friends, I think sometimes you can slot them in. They don't have to pay for Apple Music anymore, which I think is great.
Yeah, very
Then
good.
There is the premier version on there as well, which is Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, Apple News Plus, which if you've got an iPad, you can get, I think it's well over 100 magazines on there as well, which get kept updated. And Apple Fitness Plus, which is coming in December, which is their workout gym comparison too. So if you've got an Apple Watch in your iPhone, you're going to be away with this to keep you fit. And 2 terabytes of iCloud storage, $39.95 a month on there as well, and can be shared amongst 6 family members. If you do the sums, you will save money. I did the sums very, very quickly in the last couple of days, and you do save probably 15-20%.
Crap Tech of the Week. I said Crap Tech of the Week.
Richard Pascoe's Crap Tech of the Week.
Now, generally, we look at one piece of tech device, but this is more a plan that we should be avoiding.
An NBN plan. Now, people are saying, my God, what is this about? So the chair of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, Rod Sims, I don't particularly like Rod, as many would remember from the comments I made before, told the Senate Estimates Committee on Tuesday night that the consumer watchdog was determined to ensure that the NBN's 12 megabit down, 1 megabit up plan remained low in price and prices would not rise. Can I just say to everybody out there, if you sign up for this plan, it is worse than ADSL.
All right.
Right? Honestly, please do not sign up for it. There, people who have signed up for it, and Telstra don't use this plan at all, but there are a few other telcos out there who do. One starts with I, two start with I, one starts with T. Work it out, people. On there that still sell this plan. Yep, it's cheap. It's cheap because it's terrible.
Yep.
It is basically designed for people who do not want the internet at home but only want a phone line to come in. So these are the people who have signed up from the past, and they always go, well, the NBN's not as quick as it should be. That's because you signed up for the wrong plan. So that plan, do not sign up. And if you're on it and you're saying, gee, the NBN's slow, how about you change and just discover what can happen?
There's a ringing reverse endorsement for you. AdelaideTechGuy.com.au. It's a place where you can get in touch with the Adelaide Tech Guy for all your needs. Richard, we'll do it again next week.
Look forward to it.